And now a dictation for Rudy, R-U-D-Y, Richardson, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N, November 1650. Addressed as a letter to Hilary, H-I-L-L-A-R-Y, Shems, S-H-E-M-E-S. Dear Dr. Shems, 875-8304. A follow-up for Mr. Richardson, who has renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, proteinuria. Last visit in June, comes accompanied with daughter Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A. No hospital admission, eating well, no vomiting, dysphagia, no esophageal reflux, denies diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, no gross incontinence and nocturia, denied chest pain palpitation, his hard of hearing, stable disease, non-activity, not at rest, no documented hemoptysis, no gross orthopnea, PND, medication list review, presently on insulin Lentas, medications for memory, Norvas 10 milligrams, Lisinopril 20 milligrams, Lipitor was recently added, is off the Aldactone. Other review system is negative. Today, blood pressure 126/58 on the right side. Memory issues, hard of hearing, normal speech, no respiratory distress, minor JVD, presound decrease, left base more than right, but no gross RALS, wheezes, consolidation, pleural effusion, no pericardial rap, no abdominal tenderness, ascites. Minimal edema, no focal deficits. Next paragraph. Chemistry shows presently normal kidney function. Sodium, however, is progressively worse, down to 120. This is from a couple of weeks ago. Prior high potassium improved by decreasing lisinopril and patient change in diet. Normal acid base. Normal thyroid. Very high urine osmolality, 516. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, hyponatremia with hypoosmolality and high urine concentration, more than 300, he was 500, appears to be SIADH as there is no evidence for Valium contraction or severe pulmonary edema, kidney function is normal, normal thyroid studies, potassium improved by changing diet and decreasing lisinopril. Blood pressure in the office well controlled to the low side. The experience with ADH antagonists unfortunately concerns for liver disease, sometimes causing liver failure and a person dying. An alternative is restrict fluid and potentially minimizing the high concentration in the urine by using a loop diuretic. I'm going to start furosemide at 10 milligrams. The purpose is to help with the hyponatremia without causing renal failure. He already having high blood pressure and prior high potassium. because of the blood pressure running in the low side, I'm going to decrease the Norvasc to 5 milligrams to give a space for the Lasix. We will monitor blood pressure on the next week and a new chemistries. End of dictation.